Good morning. Just coming up on 1010 here on the Mighty 690. Thursday edition of the program continues, and we have joining us on the line, as we do each and every Thursday, Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
Good morning, and I'm doing great. I guess everybody's got the hairspray on today, right?
I guess. You know, it's going to be blowing around, so we gotta be prepared.
Hang on to the little doggies when you're out walking, especially if they have a lot of fur. It might be a good way to get rid of some of that extra fur, I guess, if you get them outside. That would work, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there you go. No, that's some good stuff. So, hey, what do we have going on here at the shelter?
I have got a great story to start off with this morning. Kind of like you were a hero a few weeks back. Well, we have a hero that belongs to the animal shelter, and that would be Danny, our director. This past week, there was a family outside of South Coffeyville who there one evening they put their dog out like they did every evening, and he didn't come back. And they were just devastated. This dog is like their child. And they posted all over Facebook, anywhere they could, huge reward for this dog. And the girl was so upset by the whole thing, she couldn't even go to work. And they were just, as I said, devastated. So this happened, I believe, maybe on a Monday evening. And the following week, it was either Wednesday or Thursday, about 7:30 in the morning, Danny's getting to the shelter, and he gets the gate unlocked, and all of a sudden, this dog runs up to him, and he recognizes it immediately, so he scoops him up in his arms and walks into the shelter, and, you know, then gets on his phone trying to find a number to contact, found a phone number, called, and it was the lady's mother who answered, and she was just elated. Oh, my gosh, and she kept saying, Are you serious? And Danny said, yeah, serious, a heart attack. I'm looking right at the dog. It is your dog. So she came immediately and picked up the dog, and it had cocker burls. And so it had some rough times in venturing around the neighborhood or wherever he was out in the country. And so the mother called the girl to tell her that the dog had been found. She had finally decided to go back to work that morning. And it's the same day was her birthday. Now, is that not a cool story? I mean, when Danny called and said, hey, I found the dog, and he's telling me the story, and then he goes, and it's the girl's birthday, I said, I have goosebumps. This is just too good. I can't wait to go on Open Line and tell this wonderful, happy ending story. Then it continues a little bit more. The following weekend, they came out to the shelter. Danny would not take any reward for it. He said, oh, heavens no, if I were on the other side of it, I'd be so happy to have my dog back. But the couple made a very nice, nice donation to the shelter. And it's to help sponsor dogs that we have that maybe need that extra little push to be adopted. So it turned out great for them, the dog, the shelter, and another hero. How about that? Isn't that a great story?
Oh, that's fantastic. I just love that. So, you know, that is really awesome to hear.
Well, anyone that's had a dog and had it disappear, even for a short period of time, you just get this sick feeling
in
your stomach.
Yeah.
Yes. It is. Any of us can say, oh, my Lord. And then for it to go on for several days, you know, you think your odds of finding the dog are getting smaller and slimmer, and usually that's the truth.
Yeah.
So, happy story. I love Christmas time.
Yep.
It's a good time to share stories and make everyone feel even better.
No,
so,
that is great.
Anyway, yes. So, now let's talk about some of the animals that we have at the shelter that are still waiting for that forever home. And we don't promote, you know, getting dogs and cats and kittens and puppies for Christmas for a gift. That doesn't work. You should be able to pick out your own pet. But we do have a lot of great animals that maybe you want to come out and say, well, after Christmas, I'll bring this person out and see if it's a good match. So, you know, don't just not adopt because of the season, but just be very cautious. If you are truly going to give someone a pet, make sure this is what they want. And I'm going to start off. We have one kitten, and she's just gorgeous. She's a gray, long-haired, looks like she might have some minks in her. She has those little tufts of hair coming out of her ears. And we had a young lady that came out to the shelter this weekend and wanted to know what we'd named her. And I said, well, she hadn't been here very long. We haven't thought of a name. And she said, how about Sugar Plum? So Sugar Plum is her name, and she is a sweetheart. She's about 12 weeks old. She's going to be absolutely gorgeous. So if you're looking for a kitten, come grab her. She's great. We have some familiar names with our dogs. They've been with us for a while, no fault of their own, just haven't made a connection. Some of these dogs that I'm going to be talking about are sponsored. There's no, you know, we don't really just have, okay, this dog or this dog, but we just would like for you to come out, and if a sponsorship would help you adopt a dog, we can make that happen for you. Captain has been with us a very long time. He is such a nice dog. He's kind of got one leg that's a little shorter, so he kind of runs kind of funny once in a while. He is a good-looking dog, and we'd sure like, we think he's got some Basset in him because he's kind of long, so we'd, and a tan in color. Lucky. Lucky's been with us. Lucky's the one that came in and had been hit by a car or some injury had occurred before he came to us, but we had him doctored up, and he's healed, and we call him Lucky because we think he was lucky to survive whatever happened to him. Rex. Rex has been featured on our Facebook page. One of our great volunteers took him for a walk to show off how great he is, how wonderful he is. He's great on the leash. He's a yellow lab mix. He's such a nice dog. Kind of looks more like a white boxer, but we do believe he's got lab in him also. And then we also have Curly, and Curly came in with Larry and Mo. Well, Mo is reclaimed, but Larry is a beautiful black and white curly dog and full-grown, probably got some border collie in him, would be my thought. Larry is a yellow lab mix. So we're hoping that these two can also find their forever home. They were found at the Dale Hotel. They had been abandoned. So they haven't had a very good start. So let's find a happy home for them. Barney was one of our lucky little dogs that got to go, and he was at the Coffeyville Public Library last weekend with one of our directors and or one of our board members, and she does this once a month. We'll go either Independence Public Library or Coffeyville and reads with the children, and she tries to take an animal from the shelter or even a couple. So Barney's turn, it is, again, a cute video on Facebook. She said he did so great. There was a little guy walking around about 2 years old. He was great with a little kid. He was very polite and she said his whole personality changed. Just like, you know, he was a good guy all day long. So he loves to get hugs. He's very affectionate. He loves to walk. So please come check out Barney. Snickers is beautiful in black and tan color, kind of tall. He loves to play fetch, walks well on a leash, and that playing fetch is a really cool thing because it gives him exercise and also the owner. And then we still have Brownie. Brownie is our really, really shy girl. She's so gorgeous. She's just tan. She's got a white face, medium-sized dog. Her problem is, or it is a problem for her, is that she's a fence climber. So whoever would take her would need to remember that you don't leave her outside unassisted. She would need to be walked on a leash. She would need some training. And there's people out there that know how to handle this situation and maybe want the challenge. So come check out Brownie. She's been with us for about 3 months now. That's really some of the group that I was going to speak of today. We had a great open house last Sunday. It was wonderful. We had a steady stream of people coming through. I don't think it was as well attended as maybe last year, but I think the weather, because if you remember, right before Sunday, gosh, it had been gloomy and cloudy, just nasty. Well, on Sunday, it turned out to be a beautiful day, and I think a lot of people just got out and did some shopping and put up their Christmas lights, but we still had a good crowd. Lots of wonderful donations came in. Thank you so much to everyone who brought in donations to us. We had punch and cookies. It was delicious. The little lady that calls in and visits with you, James, a lot about breakfast, she came out and spent,
hey,
oh, I bet.
Yeah. That's great.
She came out about 30 minutes and brought her granddaughter. So she enjoyed herself also coming out with cake and cookies and stuff. So, as I said, well attended. We had Mandy, Memories by Mandy. She's a photographer, our local photographer. I think she lives in Independence. She came out and brought Santa Claus with her, and we had a few dogs that had their pictures taken with Santa Claus. So, again, didn't have as many as we did last year, but I think it was just too good a day to be maybe inside. But nice day, as I've said, every year. It's always nice for people to come back and bring dogs in. We had a couple that brought two dogs that have been adopted from the shelter. They brought them in and got their picture, and what a change. What a change in these dogs. They almost look like they're smiling at you, and they're heavier. You know, they just look happy and healthy. So, great day, James. We are there at the shelter every day of the week, Monday through Friday. We're there from 1 to 3. Saturday and Sunday, it's 1 to 4. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060. We're located across the street from the water waste treatment plant, and we've got some new pins up. We've made some really neat improvements. We're so proud that we love for people to come out and look at the changes, because we've had on Sunday there were some people that hadn't been out for a while, and wow, you know, this is great. Outside pins have been wonderful. So that's it for the day. I hope people will come out and visit us, and even if you just want to come out and walk the dog or just bring us some Christmas treats for the dogs, that's a wonderful thing.
Hey, that's awesome. Well, I would definitely would have made it out, but I was up in Ohio during that time, so I'll have to do it next year.
Okay, because you have been out, and you have visited with us, and you had already told me that you wouldn't be able to make it, but we'll be there next year.
Okay.
We'll do it next year.
Or any time, you know, you can stop on by. You don't have to wait until the open house to come out.
Exactly. I don't think we'll have any punch and cookies available, but I guess we could hand you a milk boon or something.
There you go. Yeah. Those aren't too bad. I think I've tried them once or twice. So. All righty, Becky. Thanks so much for calling in.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, James. You guys have a good week.
Yep, okay. You too. We'll talk next week. All righty. Bye-bye. That is Becky Barnhart of Coffeeville Friends of Animals. We get to talk with Becky each and every Thursday at this time. And the Animal Shelter Report brought to you by the fine folks at Magnolia Scent by Design.